where Gervais was going to be. And I mean, he put it right in his wheelhouse, similar to what Leitner did to LaFontaine the night before. He put it in such a good spot for him to shoot. So, and to me, the shot is good and nice and everything, but it was the pass and the play, because it was bang, bang. I mean, we were right there on Leitner, and he didn't have much time or space to make a play, and he makes that play. And that's where we have to learn when we go into a guy on the wall, that you have to lead with your stick. And what we all say, stick on puck, instead of going up in our sticks here, because he's, you know, off the ice, because he's got a stick down on the ice on the puck, and that's why you have to lead with your stick to make sure that you get that stick on that puck. So if he tries to make that pass, who knows where it's going to go. You know, it's not going to be that direct pass, but good shot. And then we were in front of that. We had a couple guys in front, but we're playing off Gervais just a little bit, similar to the goal that Blake Pietola scored in overtime against Lake Superior. Gould makes that pass to him. He hardly has any time, and Pietola is just in that open area. There's guys around him, but it's bang, bang, not against Lake Superior. Fairbanks. Sorry, against Fairbanks. And it's sort of a bang, bang play. And this reminded me, similar to that, from almost the same position on the ice, too. But tough goal to give up, because, you know, we did a good job killing penalties in the game. And even on this one, it's not off a really a set. It's just, you know, the two guys making a play, a broken play in the zone.
So from that point, Coach, I thought they really shut things down well.
Well, they did. They changed their forecheck on us, and they just sort of didn't put as much pressure on us, and more went into a 1-2-2 really all over the ice, and said, hey, you know, you got to get through us to get to the net. And again, the attempted shots were even in that period. I thought it was a pretty even period until, you know, that one goal. When you look at their scoring opportunities, they might have had two or three in that prime area where, you know, we had five or six. So, like I said, I thought, you know, for the most part, pretty even hockey games. There's not much difference. Their best players made a couple plays in the weekend that really, you know, separated us. You know, on Friday night, you know, obviously LaFontaine's goal off that power play, and this Gervais goal was really the difference, even though it gave him a two-goal lead, that sort of put us out of reach in the game.
So the final score 4-2 on Saturday night, that gives Minnesota State a 3-point lead on the Huskies in the WCHA standings.
Yeah. And you know, it's too bad, you know, because our guys played hard, you know, and they wanted to do well. They you know, and that's what I like about this team. They play hard, they play to the end, and they never give up. And you know, some nights the puck just doesn't bounce your way, and you know, like I told the team after, that's as good a team as you're going to see in the country, you know. And if you walk out of there and you say, wow, you know, you got no chance, or if you get hammered and you just go, wow, you know, we have, you know, it's just, you know, we're just out talented, out skilled, out whatever, out man. But you don't walk out of there feeling that way. You know, our team was devastated. They walked out of there feeling like, you know, we should have been able to beat that team, you know, and we could have beaten that team. And, you know, they were pretty upset about it. And that's a good sign, you know. And, you know, you got to watch out what you hope for. And but I have a feeling somewhere down the road that we might get, you know, meet them again. So it'll be an interesting game at that point.
All right. So we'll talk about the other games of the WCHA over the weekend. And plus, we'll get to your questions real soon as we get set to anticipate the big weekend for Michigan Tech at home and away against Northern Michigan in the home-and-home series. Much more of the Mel Pearson Show coming up. Our email address is dj@themix93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5 Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work for you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies, which provide more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's talk a little bit about, Coach, if we could, the games from over the weekend other than Michigan Tech and Minnesota State. Boy, there's some very important games out there. And I guess let's start with what happened at Northern Michigan between Lake State and the Wildcats. They split a couple of shutouts on the weekend.
Yeah, interesting scores, you know, but that's college hockey. That's the beauty of it is, you know, if you have a tough night the first night, you have that second game to bounce back. But, yeah, no, not surprised. Northern, you know, fighting for home ice and Lake State fighting for just to get in the playoffs. So a lot at stake, a lot on the line in each and every one of these series, and makes it exciting. So Northern got the 5-0 win, and obviously they're without Dahlstrom, but their goaltending has been pretty good. And you know, they've got a number of injuries, so I give Northern a lot of credit. You know, find a way to win that game, and then looks like it's a 0-0 game going in the third period, the second night. So you figured whoever scored that first goal would have the advantage, and Lake State got it. And I know their young freshman goalie's played extremely well since Christmas and really all year. So he's given them a chance to win games. And obviously, when you don't give up any goals against Turk, mm-hmm. you got a pretty good chance to win.
You got a pretty good chance, that's right. How about the Bemidji State, Ferris State series? Bemidji getting 3 out of 4 points, and they take the lead as far as getting that home playoff spot.
Well, they've been as hot as any team, really. You know, they won that North Star Cup, and they beat Minnesota State in the championship game. So I've seen that game a couple times on tape, and Bemidji looked really good in the game against Minnesota State. So that's going to be one heck of a series. And that's like I told our team yesterday, you know, it's out of our hands now, obviously, control of the McNaughton Cup. But having said that, Bemidji, we saw Bemidji here, and they're playing as well as anybody right now, and they're not giving up much. So that's going to be a real good series. So we have to take care of our business Friday night. That's all we can do is get ready for Friday night's game and go. But not surprised by Bemidji going into a tough Ferris building and coming out with three out of the 4 points, which put them into fourth place and that coveted home ice. And now they're battling for something. I mean, they've got something at stake against at Minnesota State, so that's going to be a big game.
How about Anchorage? Staying in the conversation for making the playoffs with that 6-1 victory over.
Well, that's a big win, and Anchorage is a pretty good team, and you know, people will maybe laugh a little bit about that, but who haven't seen them? But you know, when you see them, like I watched them on tape against Minnesota State prior to us going up there, and I was impressed by how they were playing. And for whatever reason, they were a little off up there, and you know, things went in pretty easy for us. But not surprised they beat Bowling Green, and the first night was overtime, I believe, wasn't it?
Yep.
4-3, so or maybe it wasn't, but anyway, it was a hard-fought, close game the first night, and then Anchorage wins that second night. So they've got an outside chance to make the playoffs, and they've got their rival Fairbanks coming into Anchorage. Anchorage is at home for two games. Fairbanks has to travel all the way home from Huntsville and play. So a lot on the line there, too.
And Huntsville losing both games against Fairbanks, but Huntsville still in pretty good shape to make the playoffs.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, I think they've got that 3-point lead, correct?
Right.
But they've got to go on the road to Bowling Green, who, you know, is playing really for their not so much. They're locked into where they are in their standings. Bowling Green's locked into third place.
They're kind of the only team.
Yeah. But they're right on that bubble on the pairwise for the NCAA tournament. So they've got a lot at stake. So, I mean, you know, you'd think, well, Huntsville's going to go in there and Bowling Green can sit some guys, arrest some guys, get ready for the playoffs. No way. I mean, and they've got to – Bowling Green's got to win those games. That would be a tough loss for their pairwise rankings against Huntsville. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially Friday night. And, you know, it could be, again, like last year, went till the Anchorage game, Anchorage-Fairbanks game, late in the night till people found out where everybody was headed. So,
at least we know where we're going. That's the,
yeah,
that's
at least we're at home, and a lot different than last year for us. So the scenarios were home ice to going
Fairbanks.
Up to Fairbanks to we ended up in Bowling Green. Yeah. But so anyway, and Huntsville played the Fairbanks very tough, so. Lots going on. A lot of real. They're all important series. Each one.
Really quick, Coach. We've been talking so much about this weekend, home and home against Northern Michigan. Nucor is sponsoring the Seventh Man this week. We'll have a remote at noon from the MUB on Wednesday,
right?
And students are going to be giving away. They're going to be giving away T-shirts for students to wear for Friday night's game. It's one home game. Everything can be concentrated on that big night Friday.
Well,
night.
It is. And thank you to Nucor. They've partnered with us before in doing this, and they do a great job. And like I said, it's It's going to be a great weekend, a great night of hockey, obviously, Friday night.
Newcourt is next year.
Yeah, next year. Yeah.
Newcourt did it last time.
Next year is the new
two
one.
Two N-words
there. That's correct. So yeah. It's next year. Apologize about that. But we welcome them on board, and you know we appreciate their sponsorship. But, yeah, it's going to be a great weekend of hockey, obviously. And Friday night is the night we get to host, and with the senior night after the game. And I thought Minnesota State, we saw their senior night, is neat, all the fans. Mm-hmm. They had a record.